7:09 with Tom and Laura. Good morning. Lubbock's First News on Thursday. Joining us in the house, we have Lubbock County Horticultural Extension Agent Vikram Baliga. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Okay, now this is kind of interesting. You're first of your kind. Never had one before, but now we got one. You've been doing this, what, about 9 months?
Started in January, so almost yeah. seven. So yes. Yeah.
Almost seven full months. Okay, that's good. But here's the thing. The reason why Vikram's here is because he's doing his job.
Mm-hmm. trying to, yeah.
So anyway, okay, we got several different things we wanted to cover. We had the deal out on the turf farm the other morning. How'd that go?
Yeah, turf field day. It went great. Dr. Joey Young over at Texas Tech did a great job of kind of putting that together and hosting it. And we had about 130 people come out and go through this field day with us. Everyone from homeowners to golf course superintendents learned about better ways to manage turf grass. It was a great event.
Good.
We're real happy with the turnout, and we've gotten some great reviews on it. So
now, a little bit later today, Laura, I understand there's a certain element of grapeness.
Yeah, there's some grapeness out at the experiment station. So the research and extension station out past the airport, north of town.
Exit 11.
Exit 11. There you go. I didn't even know that offhand. That's good to know. We're having a grape field day from 9 to 11. Registration starts at 8:30. The event's $15. And we'll be talking about something like 30 varieties of grapes that are grown around here.
There are 30 varieties of grapes? I didn't know that even.
I tell you, there's
30 varieties.
There's a lot of varieties of grapes. And this area, the South Plains, is great for grape production. We produce some great wine grapes around here. And so we'll be talking about just the varieties we've got and just some of the research going on out there.
You know, I remember, Laura, and, you know, you were around too because we've both been around this area for quite a while. But you remember when the wineries first started up, they're growing the grapes? Everybody was laughing at them. Now it's turned into a gazillion-dollar Texas industry.
I know. Yeah. What makes our area so good for growing grapes?
So, for one thing, we don't have a lot of humidity. Down in some of the southern parts of the state, they get some disease issues on grapes because of the humidity and the climate. We don't really get that up here. And so there's a grape disease called Pierce's disease that's a big deal across the state, and we really don't struggle with that. Also, we've got our hot, dry summers, so we get really good sugar content in the grapes. A lot of times if the grapes sit in a lot of water, they'll put too much water into each one of the grapes because it's available. And then it kind of dilutes the sugars. So essentially the plant kind of, you know, allots a certain amount of carbohydrates and sugar to fruit production. And if you've got a lot of water, you get a watered down
grape. That makes sense.
And so here with our hot, dry summers, we get great sugar content and we really produce some fantastic wine grapes here on the High Plains.
Yeah. Our grapes are shipped all over the place to wineries.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a newer, they've been around for a while, but it's a newer industry here than, you know, cotton or large scale ag production.
It's booming though.
It's booming. It's doing great. And, I think
it's doing grape.
Yeah. I'm going to start saying that.
I know, right?
It's doing grape. But we're and becoming very well respected in the industry up here. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting from where I sit. I love seeing new ag industries coming in.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, the ag industry here, like you said, it's kind of burgeoning and growing, and people are doing a very, very good job because a lot of these wineries and stuff like that, they're winning a lot of awards.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Llano's been voted top five in the state. I know Caprock, McPherson, all the others, Pheasant Ridge, they've done very well with some of their wines. And it's a great industry to be in. It's expensive to get started with. But
I wondered about that because that's got to be a real expensive thing to do, isn't it?
It is.
Agriculturally?
If
you're choosing between a cotton field or growing grapes.
Well, sure. Well, and then one of the issues is it takes, 3 to 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Before you ever see a grape.
Mm. Yeah, because you have to plant those and they grow very slowly. So, and from what I understand, you have to keep the weeds and the grasses away. I mean, this is like picking weeds and grasses out of a vineyard is the OCD man's dream.
But seriously, 3 or 4 years?
3 or 4 years before they establish and start fruiting.
Fruiting. Now, that doesn't mean they're profuse.
Why is that?
Just because of the way that it's a long-term plant. It's more like, you got to think of it more like an orchard.
It's got to mature.
It's more like an orchard than it is,
yeah.
Annual kind of system.
Gotcha.
But, you know, grapevines can, there's some great vineyards down in Argentina and South America that have been producing for 150 years. I mean, the vines will produce for a long time once they're established. Mm. So it's a long-term investment. But, you know, again, except for the years when we get a, you know, freeze in the middle of May.
Right.
It's a great crop, and then there's nothing you can do. You know, it's mm-hmm. tough, but it's a great crop for this region.
Yeah. Huh. And now, Laura, coming up, as Vikram had said, later on, what is it in? Is it in August?
It's on August 16th. It'll be from 9 to 6.
And it is the
2014 Water Conservation Expo, and it's going to be at the Lubbock Indoor Courts out in Wolfirth. Be a great thing. We've got something like 20, 30 vendors set up. I mean, representatives from all the little towns and cities in this region are going to be there, several of them, just talking about what they're doing in water conservation. We'll have you know, rotating talks in the morning and the afternoon. I'll be talking about drought-tolerant landscaping, everything from how to audit your irrigation system and make sure you're putting down the right amount of water to, you know, what I'm talking about and how to mulch properly in your garden. And we'll have a couple of keynote talks in the middle of the day. Chrissy Scotton from the National Weather Service up in Amarillo is going to come down and tell us about what's coming up in our weather, you know, long term.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have a cool, wet fall like a lot of people are saying, or what's coming up? And then someone from San Antonio is going to come and talk about some of their fantastic conservation efforts down there.
You know, we've talked about this before, but let's go back to the mulch thing. Because a lot of people sit there and they cheap out on the mulch.
Right.
And really what needs to happen when you put mulch down, you should actually have probably 3 to 4 inches of mulch deep in your garden, which means you need to drop your, lower the level of your beds.
It can be a lot of work.
Oh yeah. But the thing is, a lot of people sit there and they try and cheap out on the mulch. But the thing is, the more mulch you have down, the easier it is to keep weeds out.
Absolutely.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have like a weed barrier down below it. And then also, it will keep, once you get it wet, it will stay wet even in just prolifically dry weather. You can poke your finger down, burrow it down. In some inches of my, in some areas of my beds where I've got like, I've got where the ground rolls and stuff I made, I've got 6 or 7 inches of mulch. And like up around this bird bath, but I stick my finger down in there and the beds are just, they're damp and they stay damp and you don't have to keep watering them that much.
What is the best type of mulch, do you think? Because there's so many different kinds out there right now.
You know, it depends on what, on the look you're going for. I like something that's fairly finely shredded because it kind of locks together and it won't float away as easily. And you get those big bark chips and we get a heavy rain in there in your neighbor's yard.
Exactly.
Around the
street. Yeah, no, generally the cypress stuff doesn't float.
Right, and I like the cypress mulch. There's a lot of options. You can make your own mulch with whatever, you know, you trim off your trees. Some people will kind of use leaves that drop from their trees. You got to be careful with that because as they get wet, they'll kind of plaster together and then not let water through or not let oxygen through. There's even gravel mulches.
What about using rock? Is that?
Rock's not a bet. I'll say this. I like rock in the landscape, but it's better if you can put some taller plants there so it doesn't get so hot. You want to shade it out a little bit.
I wondered about heat radiating off of the rock.
It can get real hot for sure. But it's a good option. The best part about rock mulch is you don't have to replace it every year.
Right. It doesn't float away.
It doesn't float away and it doesn't decompose. It sticks around.
Yeah.
So, decomposed granite, they've got some, stuff that's similar, some crusher finds that they use on jogging paths and
that's
stuff.
That's what my mom just put in her
and
flower bed.
It's great. Yeah. I like it. But
and
I,
it doesn't
know,
wash out? It's so finely ground. It just looks like it would wash out.
Well, it's got a lot of clay in it. And so as it gets wet, it kind of locks together and stays in place, but it'll still let water through. It's
neat. You got to have it bordered, though.
You do have to have it bordered. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you need some kind of a border to keep it, to kind of lock it in place, give it a container, so to speak. But once it gets wet, it'll lock into place and it'll stay put.
Huh.
Okay, Vikram Baliga, the Lubbock County Horticultural Extension Agent. Again, the Water Expo out at the Indoor Sport Courts at Wolfirth, August
16th.
16th. Okay, if you'd like some more information, you can go to your Facebook or your
cost? Is there a cost for that?
The cost is 2 cans of food for the South Plains Food Bank. Nice. We're trying to make it a community event, and we're trying to support our community as much as we can.
Sweet.
If you look up Lubbock County AgriLife Extension on Facebook, you can find us there, and we'll have a lot more information. Or look up the Wolfirth Water Expo on Facebook as well.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming in and being
thanks
here.
For having
Great
me.
Information. It's 18 minutes after the hour.